This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This was supposed to be Devin Nunes, Trey Gowdy going behind closed doors at noon Eastern tomorrow. All of that has changed now under pressure from Democrats. The Justice Department is saying there'll be a second meeting with Democratic and Republican leaders about 2 p.m. Eastern. So I just got off the phone with Devin Nunes. He is fired up. He believes the Justice Department was playing around with these different meetings to try and maybe make it like there was daylight between Nunes and some of his colleagues, that maybe different information would be discussed at these two meetings. He told me this last-minute change by the Justice Department was, quote, weak and pathetic. He said, you can quote me on that. He added, I will be there at 2 p.m. to watch what they say to make sure it's the same intel, the same interpretation of the facts of whether or not there was spying on President Trump's campaign. He wants to find that once and for all. Nunes added defiantly, quote, this is why Americans no longer trust these guys, meaning at the Justice Department. See you at 2 p.m. So at noon, there'll be Nunes and Trey Gowdy, as I mentioned, heading to the Justice Department to meet with the FBI Director Chris Wray. The Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, has obviously been in the middle of all this. Other top officials to dig deeper on whether there was one or more informants trying to penetrate the Trump campaign. Then at 2 p.m., the Gang of Eight, that means four Democrats, four Republicans from the Hill, will go behind closed doors for a similar briefing amid signs that all the pressure from the president in recent days is succeeding, at least, in turning the tables on Obama officials. Because also new tonight, James Clapper, the former Director of National Intelligence, is telling PBS that the intent was not to spy on the Trump campaign, but to figure out what the Russians were doing. A mile apart from March of 2017, when the president first charged that Obama officials had conducted surveillance, Clapper then falsely claimed it was not true at all. There was no surveillance. Now he's saying the intent was not to spy, leaving the door open to all kinds of things. All this leading the president to call Clapper a lying machine. And today he added it was a good thing for the country that he fired James Comey because of what he called the former FBI chief's quote-unquote tremendous lies about surveillance and other matters. Comey pushed back on the president, but notice that he, like Clapper, seemed to shift his story. Comey acknowledging some kind of surveillance occurred, but stressing it was regulated, tweeting, facts matter. The FBI's use of confidential human sources, the actual term, is tightly regulated and essential to protecting the country. Attacks on the FBI and lying about its work will do lasting damage to our country. How will Republicans explain this to their grandchildren? Well, while it seems like a lot of pressure here, the president said he wants the truth. Listen.
We now call it Spygate. You're calling it Spygate. A lot of bad things have happened. I want them all to get together. They'll sit in a room. Hopefully they'll be able to work it out among themselves. We're not undercutting. We're cleaning everything up. What I want is I want total transparency.
No one should trust anything they say coming out of that meeting.
I don't care who comes. I'm not in control of the invite list. The only thing I would ask, Dana, is if you're going to show up with an open mind and closed lips.
Well, closed lips. It seems like a stretch to believe there will be closed lips and no leaks. But getting leaders in both parties to have open minds about the truth may be an even steeper climb, as you know, Shannon.
Well, you know, that's what stuck out for me was the admonition from Trey Gowdy. This is what we love about him. He's so brilliant. Open mind, closed lips. In other words, let go of your political ideology and let's search out the truth here. The thing is amazing about James Clapper. Clapper's not a dummy, but he comes across as, you know, somebody that's so unhinged. I mean, this is what happens sometimes, you know, with arrogance and when you think that you're, part of the reigning elite. I mean, this is a three-star general, retired general. The former United States Director of National Intelligence, and he comes across with an excuse and explanation for lying in such a way that, gosh, I don't even think my son, you know, I mean, this is a new realm of lying, you know, you just didn't remember it correctly, answered the wrong question. I mean, whatever he came up with, it's insane. And I had to love Meghan McCain, how she held him, held his feet to the fire there on The View. Did you notice how Whoopi and Joy, they all got kind of quiet? That's what happens when you confront lies with the truth.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Never stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Huh? Are we having fun still? Well, I'll tell you, we're in the midst of all this, trying to discern the truth from a lie. And there's plenty of lies out there. But if you're not discerning and you really are not interested in the truth, you're going to get caught up in this stuff. And then you're going to wonder later on, going, why did I believe this, you know? So that's the challenge that lies before us this day, is to really, just don't take their word for it. Keep asking questions. You know, that's a good thing. You know, you can be like kids, you know, like our kids do. You know, just follow their example. You know, why? You know, just keep asking questions. And, of course, we're going to have some officials there, of course, in the first round. I think it's good that they're going to give two updates here. You know, on the FBI, and, we'll deal with Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes to begin with, and a couple of others, and thank God for President Trump bringing that together and orchestrating it. And, of course, the Democrats were crying foul, going, hey, wait a minute, what about us? How come we're not involved here? And unlike, with President Obama, when he just said, hey, look at, elections have their consequences, you know, you're out, you know, they're in, you're out, and, you know, no, let's get everybody involved here, and let's have the Democrats represented at this as well, and make it a nonpartisan thing, and lay the facts out there. Let's see what happens. But again, you know, we'll see if we end up with the stuff that's been going, you know, being delivered to us, where you have the Democrats, being so partisan, and it's like, well, you know, it's not happening. You know, he really did all this bad stuff, and you know, but I can't tell you, you know, because it's all, you know, classified information and all that. It's just it's a bit wearing, you know, to say the least. So, anyway, I mentioned, did I mention to you that we have Daniel Miller with us? Well, Daniel Miller joins us to talk about his book, Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. I'm in California, and we've got CalExit, you know, that they're looking at as well, Daniel Miller. And I just happen to be here, and I get rumblings of it from time to time. But Texit is something that you've been working on and considering for a number of years. This hasn't been something as new like it is here on the West Coast.
Right. It's always interesting to us because, you know, there's been an active movement to make Texas independence a reality for well over two decades now. Mm-hmm. And, the mainstream media has a tendency to gloss over it or marginalize it. But, you know, you let things happen like, Al Gore lose that election in 2000 or Donald Trump won an election in 2016. And suddenly the mainstream media has a newfound religion and a respect for the idea of self-government. So it is sort of an odd thing for us.
Is it, you know, the idea of Texit, I understand, and what you're pointing to a little bit here, if I'm hearing you correctly, is it's, you know, it's kind of a fundamental ideology. I mean, we have the Constitution that says that we are to be self-ruled and self-responsible, but it seems that our democracy or our government, not so much the democracy, but the government itself is, you know, dishing up something that's counter the Constitution.
Yeah, it's, I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I wrote Texit, you know, after so long of being an advocate for the position, was I got tired of having to answer a lot of the same questions over and over and dispel so many of these myths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm firmly convinced that if people took the time to just understand the difference between the words nation, state, and country, mm-hmm. we would probably have a revolution overnight.
Right.
But it's necessary, I think, for us in this particular political climate where it is so divisive, where we have seen a federal government that is out of control, for everyone to reexamine what the union is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you do that and you go look at what the framers and the founders said, you know, and you look at those contemporaneous accounts of how they viewed what the union is, you realize it for what it truly is, which is a political and economic union
mm-hmm.
coupled with a mutual defense pact, which is essentially analogous to the European Union, where
mm-hmm.
each of the states are actual self-governing sovereign entities that are part of this multinational agreement that is a political and economic union.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you realize just how far out of whack the union has become and how it no longer really serves the interests of its constituent states.
Well, to your point, Daniel, people are increasingly agitated. They may not discern, you know, you've been studying this for a long time, and you've kind of connected the dots, and this is what makes Texit so valuable is because of the research and, you know, the way you break it down, you begin to become enlightened and you start to say, oh wow, this is I couldn't quite express it in this manner. All I knew was that I felt uncomfortable. I knew something was wrong. And I think that the start of any monumental change or any kind of change, even in our own personal lives, begins with us, you know, confronting the truth and being vulnerable and admitting that it's just not working here.
And I'll tell you, Bill, it makes me feel good to hear you echo what I've been telling folks through advocacy on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so many people at a subconscious level have really felt this unease. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they know at a visceral level that something is wrong. But because the way that the political system is, and especially the system of governance that we have, because of how the bureaucracy has really heaped all of these misconceptions on what really is, it's been very difficult for folks to put their finger on it. But
mm-hmm.
what we have seen here in Texas, you know, back when I started down this path, the idea of Texas leaving the union was polling in single digits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the time we got to, say, 2014, right around the time of the Scottish independence referendum, when you had major third-party polling companies polling this issue, we saw 54% of Republicans were in favor, about half of independent voters, and 35% of Democrats here in Texas believe that Texas should leave the union.
Wow.
So, you know, we've seen this massive upswing in the numbers. We see that people that want to leave the union consistently poll about 4 to 6 percentage points higher than those who are firm and wanting to stay. And yet somehow, because it sits outside of this normal left-right Republican-Democrat paradigm, the mainstream media turns their back on it and they don't want to talk about it, even though there have been significant developments in the advancement of this particular issue. So, you know, again, it's one of the reasons that I felt this book was necessary, to provide a touchstone for people who are just trying to understand what's going on.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, you can't expect the media to get behind this, because they're all in under the current government and the current ruse that's going on. I mean, look what's going, you know, look what's happening, how they continue to carry the water for a bigger bloated government that finds ourselves now $21 trillion in debt, and that's only the number that we want to admit to. The other, you know, unaccounted for liability down the road, I mean, unaccounted, at least by their measure, not by our measure, because we look at that number, is in the hundreds of trillions of dollars here that we're liable for. So it's pretty wacky. Daniel Miller is our guest. His book, Texted, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. I'll tell you, this is quite an eye-opener for you. Stay tuned. We've got more details after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your...
Hey, we're
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Daniel Miller is our guest. We're talking about his new book, Texted, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. It is the first thoroughly researched nonfiction book to delve into the motivations, the process, and the practicality of a modern-day Texas peaceful exit from the United States. Channeling his 20 years of experience on the issue, Daniel takes the reader, that's us, through the historical and cultural foundations of Texas, its impact on mainstream politics, and plainly lays out the grievances expressed by many Texans that drive their support for an independent Texas. And a lot of these grievances, interestingly enough, well, not it shouldn't be all that interesting. I'm sure you'll probably go, oh, yeah, that's me too, and I'm not from Texas. I may be from Minnesota or Florida or whatever, and I feel the same thing here. And you know, Daniel, this is you know, the research and what you've been dealing with is that you know, at the end of the day, we're still the United States, and so a lot of the same things that you're seeing and feeling are the same things that many across the country and other states feel.
Right. I mean, you know, one of the, you know, obviously there are some things that are fairly unique to the Texas experience, you know, like one of the big challenges that the Texans are facing in relation to the federal government right now is the fact that we overpay anywhere from $100 to $150 billion a year into the federal system. You know, it's money that comes out of the pockets of Texas taxpayers that we never see again. But that experience is also shared with roughly about a dozen states. You know, there are a dozen states that are donor states into the union that are similar to us in that regard. But a lot of it flows across. You know, when we talk to the people on the street, and I've literally visited over the 20 years with thousands of Texans on this particular issue. You know, they all have some sort of different perspective on it, you know, whether it's, you know, they're veterans that have been they were mistreated by the VA, which was honestly the experience of my father, who was a Korean War vet, or, you know, the heinous acts of the Internal Revenue Service, or, you know, the issues with the EPA or the Bureau of Land Management, or, I mean, right. You know, they all come at it from a different experience, but if you want to distill it down and something that is essentially common among the states, it boils down to this. Texans are sick and tired of living under 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 440 separate but overlapping federal agencies and 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats. At the end of the day, Texans feel that the best people to govern Texas are Texans.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, like you said, when you consider what Britain just went through with Brexit, it came down to that as well, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously clear analogs. I mean, beyond the, you know, Brexit and Texas similarities, there are a lot of clear analogs to the issue. It was fun for me to watch, you know, because I've followed the Euroskeptic movement for a long time, and just to watch those similarities when the UK, when the Leave side would make the argument about the unelected bureaucrats in Brussels, well, that made sense to us. When they would talk about the onerous European Union rules and regulations, and they would talk about how much they have to endure because of those regulations, it made sense. However, what I think was most interesting about it was the fact that the arguments that were used by the Brexit side that led to a successful Brexit vote, their grievances against the bureaucracy in Brussels were far less than the grievances that virtually any state here in the United States
exactly
have against the federal government. I mean, you know, when I talk about 180,000 pages of laws, rules, and regulations, that just scratches the surface. If you were to take the entirety of the federal regulations and stack them, right, one sheet right on top of the other, it reaches higher than the Washington Monument. You know, to bring it home to you, Bill, you know, obviously here in Texas right now, we're grappling with the school shooting that just happened in Santa Fe. And
exactly.
Of course, we have this federal armchair quarterbacking that's taking place from all outside of Texas. But from our perspective, we look at it and say, look, we are forced to send our children to these public schools for 8 to 10 hours a day. And at a very minimum, we want them to be secure. Mm-hmm. But yet, with that $100 to $150 billion that we overpay into the federal government that we never see again, we could use that money to secure those schools, but yet the federal government turns around and spends it on frivolity, like, you know, the study that that the federal government spent money on to determine how they could decrease alcohol consumption by Chinese prostitutes. I mean, that is a literal real-world example where the mm-hmm. federal government chose the health and well-being of Chinese prostitutes over the health and well-being of Texas schoolchildren.
Right. No, it is endless. And, you know, this is why we appreciated former Senator Tom Coburn. Tom Coburn used to publish, as you may be aware, his annual waste book, and noted the billions of dollars. I mean, to your earlier point, over $450 billion in overlapping responsibilities amongst agencies. I mean, even to the point that President Trump's administration noted that it was out of control, that they just could not get a handle on it. There's no accountability. And I think one of the things that whether you want to call it the deep state or the government needs to be aware of is they're starting to hear return on investment because we have a businessman in the Oval Office that looks at it this way. And this is what we need to look at is the states, for all the money they're putting in the government. OK, what are we getting? What's in it for us? It just cannot be a pass through. We can't just, you know, send the money to let you take it and get involved in goofy projects that are not giving us a return. You know, and of course, what you just cited is just one of the, you know, hundreds, thousands of idiotic studies that go on just because they have the money. And, you know, and it's not coming from them. You know, if it was their money, it'd be a different program. You know, that's why we get all this crazy stuff. Like, you know, one of the things I've been suggesting for a long time here, Daniel, is that I'd like the government to put a spending freeze just by surprise, you know, because our fiscal year is the end of September. If Donald Trump said, okay, the end of July, no more spending. We're just going to freeze everything right there. Do you realize how much money we'd put back into the coffers of our government just by doing that?
Well, and there are some measures that I think would go away to that. But I think the challenge that we've got here, and one of the reasons that people are embracing Texas in record numbers here in Texas, is that there is no hope that the federal ship will right itself. You know, the federal government has proven time and time again that it cannot police itself. And more to that point, it's proven time and time again that the voters, the vast majority of voters in the vast majority of states, have no interest in the federal government righting itself and policing itself. I talk about in the book that the polling that was done that showed that they believe that a majority of people believe that the federal government should do more, but they don't believe that they should pay for it. So, you know, that is essentially debt, but when you have a federal government and a bureaucracy that is so inefficient, so inept, and so power hungry, and yet you have a majority of voters that want to give it more responsibility, give it more power, give it more authority, you've got a fundamental problem here. Mm-hmm. So as states begin to have this conversation and begin to reevaluate their relationship within the union, understanding that it is at its very heart a political and economic union, then I think it becomes a path forward becomes a lot clearer. You know,
exactly.
Here in Texas, we believe that we're the best ones to govern Texas, and, you know, rather than having our laws and our policies overruled at the stroke of a pen by some unelected bureaucrat, you know, we have the ability to take control back and deal with other nations around the world, including the other states and including what's remaining of the United States, on the terms as appear as the Constitution originally intended for.
Exactly.
So, well, we've got an opportunity here to take that step and mm-hmm. make those corrections, but do it as a self-governing, independent nation state.
Well, Daniel Miller, congratulations on the book. Appreciate the insight. We need to have you up and back again here on the show to keep us up to date. Daniel Miller, president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here at the intersection of faith and reason. Thank you for joining in. We're going to talk about your privacy on all these social media outlets, especially in the wake of the recent Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal and implementation of Europe's general data protection regulation. Global audience-based buying conference and consultancy joins with Mad Network Madhive and Omnicom Media Group to explore privacy, brand safety, trust, transparency, and data management as they roll out a new open source blockchain protocol on the Cannes Lions stage. With us right now is Gabe Greenberg with GabCon CEO and founder, and Adam Helfgott with Mad Network, the CEO and founder as well. Gabe and Adam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, because we're hearing a lot about, well, certainly the privacy issues. So how will this move to GDPR and Europe's focus on privacy impact the U.S. consumer?
That's a great question, Bill. We talk about that a lot. I think the most obvious case that most of your listeners probably have seen in one way or another is an email asking them to, determine if they want to continue to hear from a publisher or a brand that they've done business with. And that's really as a result of the fact that, you know, many large companies don't have the capacity to manage multiple databases. So while the General Data Protection Regulation doesn't apply to the U.S., they're applying the same database rules here and therefore you're getting the benefit of GDPR without it actually being implemented. However, you know, with those edge cases aside, there really is no impact of GDPR on the U.S. consumer yet. Although, you know, the privacy train is on the tracks, and we think, you know, it will be stopping in a station near you soon here in the U.S.
Right, right.
It's not actually in play yet here.
Was this Gabe answering this question? Because I didn't hear both the difference of both. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry?
Yep, it was.
Okay. Adam, let me ask you, you know, as Gabe was just saying, I think we all have been getting notices. I mean, suddenly I've been deluged with just about every application on my computer, you know, signing off on, you know, these privacy, these privacy notices.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually interesting because they're not just asking you, hey, do you want communications from me? What they're really saying is, hey, is it still okay for me to sell your preference data to outside third parties?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the crux of the GDPR in the UK is that anytime I share my customers' data with a third party, whether it's for monetization or because I want to run your data through some machine learning algorithm to, you know, to say, like, kind of like what the Cambridge Analytica story was, which was, hey, let's take survey data about people that decided, like, what kind of celebrity or what kind of potato they were, some fun thing, run that through an algorithm to see if I'm a right-wing or left-wing voter,
right,
and to target me different types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where this type of, you know, Big Brother or however you want to call it, it might get a little weird for consumers, you know, like where it might be crossing some ethical or moral boundaries that, hey, this thing I did for fun is not really being used to enhance my life.
Exactly.
And
Gabe, let me ask you. So what Adam is suggesting here is maybe, if I'm hearing him correctly, is that if I heard Laurel, for example, as opposed to Yanni, would that give these marketeers some indication as to my political preference?
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, pretty crazy, huh? So what happens if we say no to these privacy requests?
It will mean that you'll no longer hear from them.
No longer hear from them, or no longer be able to access the application.
It depends on the application.
Okay. Adam, give me an idea of the difference so that our listeners understand. I mean, because they're being, their computers are being bombarded with all these requests. So what are we signing off on here? Because, you know, the issue, and of course this came up again loud and clear on the Hill with Mark Zuckerberg, in understanding that, look at, you know, all these disclaimers that they have you print up in all this small type. People aren't, you know, reading through all that stuff. I mean, they're not attorneys and they're just clicking to accept, but they're just not understanding what it is that they're fully accepting, right?
100%. So the core issue is that the technology platform, like the website, your web browser, the way it interacts with information, with your information, and with an application like a Facebook or anyone else, isn't necessarily constructed in the same way the laws are constructed. So it's like, you know, when you have an architecture plan for a building, that, you know, and that's a legal document, the building gets built that way. The technology platforms are not built in the same way to respect the laws. So, so we're, you know, signing these agreements that hopefully, you know, will protect the internet companies for how they generate revenue. Right. So they generate revenue by monetizing, you know, your click stream, like what you do on the internet to determine who you are. And then they sell that to a potential advertiser. But it's gotten a little out of hand in certain ways where there's so many companies in the middle and people's incentives aren't really aligned all the time.
Mm-hmm. Gabe, we've been saying that this is still kind of the wild frontier, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, I think it's also the industry, the advertising industry's dirty little secret. But the reality, which is, you know, to create and deliver premium content, whether it be television or online content, there's a cost for that. And mm-hmm. and the way these companies pay for that is to use your data. And those long T's and C's that you're agreeing to are giving them permission to do that. And, you know, it's fine. They have to be paid to be able to create this content. But mm-hmm. we think that, you know, that can still happen and you can still have a fair value exchange, but the consumer can have more choice with regards to who gets to see their data and for what.
Yeah. Adam, Gabe brings up a good point. You know, we like having, you know, the media, what the media has to offer. We like that part. We like having access to the, you know, to the applications and the services they provide. But some of this stuff is hidden and we really just don't realize, you know, what is the value of each individual's participation. You know, it's just kind of lost in these algorithms and these massive numbers that we don't even realize what we're giving away to the advertising industry, do we?
We don't exactly know what we're giving away for sure. But also, I don't. There's so many middlemen in between the advertiser and you as a consumer, where the message gets lost a lot of the time. You know, where if advertisers had a way to, you know, an advertiser has no interest in giving you an ad if you're not in market. You know, like mm-hmm. if you went and bought diapers for your sister's kid, and now you're seeing diaper ads everywhere. You know, the diaper companies. Is paying for that, and the companies in the middle are making a lot of money on you not needing diapers.
Exactly.
And so if there was a model where we can understand, hey, are you a diaper intender or are you in market for a car, or you know, where it was more of a one to one communication, the advertisers, you know, would rather mm-hmm. have access to consumers that way, and they don't have that today.
Well, guys, I'm sorry we're out of time here, but I know that you're going to be previewing MadHive Protocol, and in the interest of time, where can people go and find out more information about this and be more enlightened about what's going on relevant to their privacy?
Sure.
Go ahead, Gabe.
Best place to do that is www.madnetwork.io.
Gabe Greenberg, Adam Helfgott on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know the music, and you know the man. Yes, Steve, the movie guy, Steve Evans, coming up next right here.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, Steve-O Evans. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. Deadpool 2 also doing well. As no surprise, it was number one last weekend. However, it wasn't the biggest opening for an R-rated movie in history. No, that title still belongs to the original Deadpool. But it did do well, $125 million, and it made another, well, about $176 million overseas, so that was about a $300 million weekend for 20th Century Fox. Not bad, huh?
Nah, he'll pay some bills.
They bore better than I brought in last weekend. So I did see the movie. It's very funny. If you happen to see the original Deadpool, it's more of the same, but the lines come so fast, and Ryan Reynolds is so funny. Not one for the kids, raunchy stuff, but it is very funny. And number one, Avengers Infinity War, that was number two. It made probably another $30 million here in this country, but the numbers around the world are just astounding. It's made over $1.8 billion worldwide. Wow. Just in the last month or so. So that one is setting records everywhere it goes.
Do you think Disney could loan us some money, take care of our deficit a little bit, maybe? Keep pounding out movies like this here.
It is a money machine these days. And they're going to make a little more money this weekend. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Book Club, that was the movie about the senior citizens reading 50 Shades of Grey. That was number three, making about 13.5. Unfortunately, I missed that one.
I would think that would be a hoot.
Okay, yeah, well, to each his own.
I guess.
Party number four, breaking in, rounding out the top five. Well, we have another Star Wars movie. Well, it isn't really a Star Wars movie. It's a Star Wars-like movie. This is called Solo, A Star Wars Story. 71% are recommending. It's directed by Ron Howard, getting good reviews. Most critics saying, well, this isn't a movie that really had to be made, but, it's pretty good stuff, actually.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly. This is the backstory here. During an adventure into a dark criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his future co-pilot Chewbacca and encounters Lando Calrissian years before joining the rebellion. If you ever wanted to sit down with Han Solo and Chewbacca and say, how did you two meet?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, and don't tell me Match.com, okay?
This this is a movie that will answer that question. Hans, the young Hans Sapp, being played by Alden Ehrenreich. Woody Harrelson's in this movie. Donald Glover plays Lando Calrissian. 71% recommending. It'll be number one. They say it should make probably about $140 million in this country.
They say that maybe the expectation... it may not meet the expectation, but, you know, when you're upwards of $125 million, I mean, what's a few extra million, I guess?
Well, there isn't really anything else out there right now for the Star Wars fan base to watch, so this is going to be a welcome addition to that particular series. So, yeah, it's out there. Solo, A Star Wars Story, will be number one this weekend. Here's another interesting movie. It's called How to Talk to Girls at Parties. This is a movie that's directed by John Cameron Mitchell, who's a wild director. He gave us Hedwig and the Angry Inch and Short Bus and a couple of these other films. And it's starring Elle Fanning and Nicole Kidman also in this movie. But it's about this kid by the name of N, who's a shy suburban London teenager in 1977. It's set in kind of an interesting era. So he sneaks out with his best friends. They go to these after-hour punk parties. And one night they stumble upon a bizarre gathering of sexy teenagers who seem like they are from another planet. In fact, they are from another planet, visiting Earth to complete a mysterious rite of passage. That doesn't stop N from falling madly in love with Zan, played by Elle Fanning, a beautiful and rebellious alien teenager, despite her allegiance to her strange colony. She's fascinated by N. They fall in love. This is an intergalactic love story.
Oh.
Only 37% recommending, but it's an R-rated film, definitely not one for the kids, but an interesting tale. You might want to check out the trailer on that.
Yeah, you got to watch those aliens. They're nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. But it's set, you know, in 1977 London, which is kind of a cool time. Excuse me, a little choked up here.
All right.
So we have another movie with starring Elle Fanning this weekend. She's out with a couple of them. This looks like a very interesting tale, although it's not getting great reviews. It's called Mary Shelley, and I learned something here. I learned that Frankenstein, the original novel, was written by a woman, a very young woman. She was 18 when she wrote that book, which, of course, has lived on for years and years and years. Now, this tells the story of Mary Wollstonecraft Goodwin. She's the author of one of the most famous Gothic novels of all time, Frankenstein. Now, this is about her romance with Percy Shelley. They have this torrid love affair, and they run away together, and they join her half-sister at the estate of Lord Byron. And he has this house on Lake Geneva, so that's where they stay. And the idea of Frankenstein is conceived when a challenge is put to all the house guests to write a ghost story. I mean, they're there, and they got nothing else to do. So he challenges all the guests to write a ghost story. And an incredible character is created by Mary Shelley, which will loom large in popular culture for centuries to come. But at the time, society put very little value on female authors. So at the age of 18, she's forced to challenge these preconceptions, protect her work, and forge her own identity. But I was completely unaware of this whole...
Yeah, this is all new to me, too.
Yeah, wow. The book, of course, written in 1818, was written by this young woman, and of course it's become famous throughout the years as not only the book, but of course in movies as well.
She's still getting residuals?
Well, maybe, I doubt it. Maybe a good lawyer, perhaps, could go after those.
Yeah,
we have another movie here called In Darkness. This is it's terrifying because the main protagonist here is a blind pianist called Sophia. And she is in her apartment one night and overhears a struggle in the apartment above hers that leads to the death of her neighbor, Veronique. And it's part of a journey that pulls Sophia out of her depth and brings her into contact with Veronique's father, who's a Serbian businessman accused of being a war criminal. And she's drawn into this dangerous world of corruption, investigating police, hitmen, the Russian mafia, all this. And all this happens to this blind woman, which adds another layer of really suspense and terror to the whole situation. It's called In Darkness.
Do they go off and influence America's election?
Well, it sounds like it's ripped from the...
Kind of heads that way, right? We need a few Macedonians in there or something just for fun.
Well, everybody else seems to be involved.
Oh, I guess. Why not?
I know how fashion-forward you are, Bill.
Yes.
And, yes, it's a secret.
I thought it was a secret. I thought I kept it as a secret. But, you know.
We have the world according to Andre.
Oh, yeah.
Andre Leon Talley. Now, he's this huge African-American man who's been a fixture in the world of fashion for so long, it's difficult to imagine a time when he wasn't defining the boundaries of great style. You have Kate Novak doing a documentary about that. He's a very colorful character. And this is called The Gospel According to Andre, takes viewers on this emotional journey from his roots growing up in the segregated Jim Crow South to becoming one of the most influential tastemakers and fashion curators of our time. If you are into fashion, it's very well done. And mm-hmm. It's quite the character. And you are right there on the runway with Anna Wintour, Marc Jacobs, and Tom Ford, and all of the fashion-forward folks. It's called The Gospel According to Andre. Like I say, check it out. If you're a clothes horse, check it out.
Yeah, who needs the Kardashians, man? We got Andre here, man.
Got Andre.
Hey.
But a small movie here, which if you look at the trailer, it just looks like a real sweet film. 100% of the critics are recommending this movie called The Summer of 1993. It's about this young girl, Frida. She's 6 years old, and it begins with her looking on in silence as the last objects from her recently deceased mother's apartment in Barcelona are placed in boxes. So after her mother's death, you got this little six-year-old kid, Frida. She's sent to her uncle's family to live with them in the countryside, and Frida finds it very hard to forget about her mother and adapt to her new life. And that's what this film is about. The performances are terrific, and of course it's the countryside there in
Spain. Oh my goodness, yeah.
So it's called The Summer of 1993, subtitled, but a very sweet film.
You know, when they go out and do shoots like this and they do movies, you know, I want to be able just to tag along. I mean, I'll go buy donuts for the crew or whatever, you know, just to hang around and just to be a part of that.
I know.
Wow.
I love, when the stuff takes place in the European countryside, I'm all in. So that's because it's a beautiful movie to look at.
Right.
Another movie, which I'm not sure how beautiful it is, it's kind of a Mad Max sort of a thing. It's called Future World, and it has this wild cast. You have Lucy Liu and Jeff Wahlberg and James Franco, and you have Mila Jovovich. Snoop Dogg is in this crazy thing. It's about it's about a queen, played by Lucy Liu, in a desert oasis. She lays dying as her son, Prince, travels across a barren wasteland to find a near-mythical medicine to save her life. And after evading violent raiders on motorbikes led by a warlord and his enforcer, while the warlord's assassin companion, who is in search of her own soul, is captured by the drug lord. And I mean, it's a wild tale. It's called Future World. Not reviewed for the critics, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, Franco doesn't take a detour and all of a sudden go after a North Korean despot.
I don't know.
Just for fun.
It's crazy. Doing this every week, though, you know, you realize as you go down the list of movies, when you get toward the end of the list, you run across some pretty strange stuff.
Well, some of this stuff kind of looks like it's, you know, okay, we're taking a pause. Let's clear some stuff off the shelf here, huh?
Well, I guess so.
A little bit of that.
But, you know, you have so many areas of distribution these days. You know, I mean, this movie will be coming to a streaming service near you soon.
Yes, exactly.
Called Future World out this weekend. So we have a lot to choose from here over the long Memorial Day weekend. I think I would probably go with Solo this weekend, a Star Wars story.
Yeah, kind of keep it safe there. I mean, Ron Howard directed it. We'll see what goes on. And like you say, you're talking 140. I was reading some releases. We're thinking maybe, under 130. So somewhere between 130, 140. We'll see how it plays out on this long Memorial weekend. And, we'll see how the other guys keep on doing too, because meanwhile Avengers just keeps on raking in the coin, right?
Keeps on rolling, that's
right. There it is. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, Steve Evans, the movie guy. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, light on the butter, just the way we like it. Steve-O, we'll see you there. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now. Take